Well, the heat is on the Pac-12 to find an eighth member because while they did get Utah State, they got UNLV but then didn't get UNLV and then tried again to get UNLV and now they have not gotten UNLV.
So they got rejected by Air Force, UNLV, Memphis, Tulane. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say that that's getting turned down by the Butter Hog at 2 a.m. closing time. But dude, you didn't get turned down by the prom queen, okay? You got turned down by the.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee Butter Hogs.
I mean, there's some headgear and a back brace involved in this, and you got turned down. I mean,
it's not good.
You look like a clown show, and. You know,
well, perhaps it is a clown show.
It really is. Because at some point, right, how many times can we sit here and watch whether it was the old Tom Hansen who couldn't pull his head out and realize that college football was changing, and then it goes to Larry Scott, who butchered that thing like you wouldn't even believe. I still put most of the blame on him, but at least he was a forward thinker. He just was ahead of his time and got too big for his britches. And then you go to Klyavkov, who had his head clearly up his ass. He didn't know what he was doing. And now you've gone to this new one, the gal whose name escapes me right now.
I don't know.
Anyway, you've gone to this one.
And Teresa something?
I think so. Is it Teresa Buck?
Teresa Gould.
I don't know. Oh, there you go. That's
Teresa
right.
Gould.
That's
paying right. Attention, Buck.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Buck's on his phone.
Yeah, Buck. I was in there. I was making bets. I was trying to look over
at
Buck.
No, I'm trying to find the football bite that I sent you
earlier.
I was
trying to look over like, hey, help, Buck, Google. So you go to this one, right? And you're down to two, and you make this strategic play to go out and get the four best Mountain West schools. And, you know, silly me for thinking that when you got the four and you got to six, that there was already some sort of understanding of where you were going after that. But apparently not. Apparently you were like, well, these are the four we can get, and then after that, we'll just kind of figure our way out of it. Well, it turns out you're Scooby-Doo, you know, hatched plan here. You got your mask pulled off in front of the nation, and you look like a bunch of clowns again for a league trying to gain some respect. And you're like, well, the Pac-12 brand, and, you know, it means so much, and the prestige of it. You got turned down by UNLV, one of the worst football programs over the last 70 years.
Your own decision worked against you.
Yes.
Because I don't know why they didn't just take six.
Yes. Get the six.
I'm fascinated to know why they didn't just take six, because the way that the two that was going to break up the Mountain West, UNLV and Air Force, would have come over, the way they stayed is the money that you're paying the Mountain West.
Yeah.
For having taken the first four.
And then you rage a war.
So you, in essence, your move saved the Mountain West.
Yes, the money that you gave them is the exact money that screwed you over. I mean, my God.
Very botched.
They're going to study this for years in business school, how not to conduct business.
Well, isn't this the problem that these are not business people? And college football has become big business, and these negotiations have suddenly become just their business decisions, and they're being made by people who are not business people.
No.
I saw someone say online yesterday that these are just like now modern drug deals. Okay, something goes wrong. Who are you going to tell? Who are you going to cry to? There's no one regulating it. It's just like people deciding what's right on the streets.
So you lowball a couple schools thinking that the pact, this is, the overvaluation. So you go get the four and you pay all that money and then you lowball the other two and lowball the four from the American Athletic Conference, thinking that the prestige of the Pac-12 is going to be enough. And they just look at you and we're like, what?
Do you want to hear the Memphis AD?
Yeah.
He came out today and spoke about the Pac-12's offer to Memphis. His name is Ed Scott.
A lot of folks, and some of you in the media, candidly, want us to go to be great. And sometimes you got to be great to go, right? And so when I hear people say, I'm not going to buy tickets, I'm not going to support the programs, you're not really hurting me. You're hurting the student athletes, right? And you're hurting the people that are on the field playing. And that's really, really important for me. So where does this go? If y'all haven't seen the latest reports of what's going on between the Mountain West and the Pac-6, 7 right now, this is a fluid situation, right? So that's the other thing. When we talk about the decision that was made by the University of Memphis to not join the Pac, as I like to call them right now at this time, that was not a binary decision. That was not a no, we're not ever going anywhere. That was based on the offer that was presented in front of us, that we're not taking that offer because we don't think less of ourselves. And I came here for a reason. You heard me in the press conference. You've heard me in any interview I've done. I'm bullish on Memphis's future. And so I think sometimes we get enamored by the new and we want to take a bad deal. And that deal was not a good deal for the University of Memphis. It certainly wasn't a good deal for our athletic department. And most importantly, it was a really, really bad deal for our Olympic sport.
Yeah. So let me just cut through all of that. You lowballed us. Your media deal that you're proposing isn't much better than the media deal we have now. And you're making us quadruple our travel costs. Cool. Good idea, Pac-12. So why did you think that Memphis and those people were going to come? Simply because you're, quote, the Pac-12? I mean, I just, at some point, the emperor has no clothes. And this whole thing, top to bottom, for years, has just been one absolute gong show after the next, including the end of the Pac-12, where, remember, the we're going to keep this thing together and leaking it to reporters of, oh, no, we're solid in this. And, like, at every turn, you just look like a bumbling group of boobs. And I feel bad for the fans of Oregon State and Washington State that you have to go along with this. You don't deserve this. And now where do you go? I mean, I guess you make a play at Texas State. But everyone else is making
a state school.
Everyone else is making a play at Texas State too.
Hey, you got to get Texas State because then all eight would have state in the name. That's the most important thing.
And you're in Texas, which means everything in college football.
Well, the only two. So I was looking through this, and the only two schools that have really come up in most of the people that are reporting on this, there's only two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mountain West is certainly going to be going after them too.
Yep.
One is Texas State.
Yep.
Who the hell is Texas State? That's the school that. Only started playing in 2012.
Now all of a sudden everyone wants.
Well, yeah, because it's all that's left.
There's not much.
And the other is UTEP.
Yeah.
And UTEP sucks.
Yes. So Mountain West needs two. The Pac-12 needs one. So I guess you can say the Pac-12 is in the lead. I mean,
they'll get somebody, I would imagine. But
don't
you don't think they... I mean, of course they're going to
get
somebody.
They
got to
get somebody.
Yeah. So I don't know who that'll be.
I don't know who that is.
But it's not going to matter because it's going to be a crappy... program. And by the way, UNLV staying, it sounds like $25 million is coming their way in order to stay. And that's all being paid by, ironically, being paid by the Pac-12 to the Mountain West for the exit fees of the four schools that they grabbed.
And I don't think it's just that. If you read through the statement that UNLV released, and I think this is true for Air Force too, and I think ultimately this was the deciding factor, is Air Force, because the new agreement, the Mountain West teams, by the way, this is concrete. They signed through 2032? I think it was. So they signed an extension. So they're not going back on this. UNLV and Air Force are staying put. But... little caveat that I read through UNLV and Air Force's statement, both of them can leave penalty free for a Power Four conference. So that's, and you wouldn't have been able to do that in the Pac-12. So make no mistake about it. UNLV thinks a lot of themselves, think a lot of Las Vegas. And they even said in their statement that their goal is to join a Power Four conference. And this gives them the flexibility if something were to come along where they can leave at any time scot-free without paying a penny if the Big 12 or the ACC comes calling.
Yeah. If you think about it, of all the schools left that could be had,
UNLV.
UNLV and Memphis are probably the two best.
Yeah.
So if the ACC ever, or Big 12, ever needs to fill.
Bingo.
Those would be the first two calls.
Free of charge. Get to walk scot-free. Yeah. So that
Isn't
was
that interesting? Like,
that was something the Mountain West had in their pocket and the Pac-12 probably wasn't willing to do.
Well, it could have been Oregon State and Washington State.
Yep.
But they decided to go this route and piece the Pac-12 back together, and they've done it poorly.
Yeah.
So they have gone from... I mean, seriously, dude, they've gone from probably the most sympathetic figures in all of college football to the most hated and laughed at.
Yeah, it's...
it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, the goodwill, unfortunately, I think
it's all gone.
It's gone away.
It's really embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, and it's too bad. Like you said, it's too bad for the fans of the Beavers and
the
Cougs.
They don't deserve it.
And it's, you know, it's not really the teams and the coaches and players or anything. It's just the athletic departments. And I don't... for the life of me, I just don't understand why it's the same people at Oregon State and Washington State that are still in charge.
Yeah.
This blows me away. They're the ones that
catastrophic
failure. I mean, this goes all the way back to when the Pac-12 was still together.
All the way. You had a chance, think about it, all those years ago between the Larry Scott taking the swinge at Texas and Oklahoma, and I get that didn't work out because you were too stubborn to give Texas their own network. How'd that work out, by the way? Just give them their damn network. No one cared. Oh, it's an extra couple million dollars for Texas. Good. Great, great plan. Years ago, you could have gone through and picked the bones of the Big 12, solidified yourself, big fat TV deal, and killed the Big 12. But why didn't that work out? Because you didn't think that the Big 12 academically lined up, right? The Big 12 schools weren't in line with your academic standards. Well, is Boise State, do you know what the acceptance rate of Utah State is, by the way?
Acceptance rate? What do you mean?
High, 83% maybe.
They take everybody?
Yeah. When you apply, how many? When you apply,
75%,
96.
There you go.
96% of people.
Go get schooled.
Cool. Good. Good. A couple years ago, that you decided that the Big 12 schools. I laugh a little bit at this because remember BYU desperately wanted to be part of the Pac 12, and I get it. But you shunned your nose at them because they weren't a research institution in the religion thing. Have fun with Utah State and their 96% acceptance rate. I mean, it's just. It's been bungled so many different times. You had a chance to save yourself or at least get yourself on better footing, and you just you screw it up at every turn.
All right, coming up next, staying in college football, and so it begins with the SEC and the Big Ten. We'll get to that story when we return on The Fan. Just the other day. All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Oregon coach Dan Lanning. UNLV is staying. We were mentioning UTEP and Texas State. A couple of facts. You want hot sports facts?
Yeah, and I've had a couple of people say that have asked, you know, why can't UNLV just change their mind? All the Mountain West schools signed an extension to stay for extra years in the Mountain West. The only provision is they can leave the Mountain West for a Power Four. So if you're reading this correctly, and I think I am, UNLV is not flip-flopping and jumping back over to the Pac-12. Not happening.
So Texas State has been playing football since 2012, a rich and storied history. They were in the WAC for 1 year, and they've played in the Sun Belt for the last 11, and their overall record is 50-98.
All right, well.
So that's one school.
Catch the fever.
They've had just two winning seasons, but last year they were 8-5.
Yeah.
UTEP is in the mix. They have had just 7 bowl appearances since 1967.
I've battled the mighty UTEP Miners. I've played in that stadium. That, they beat us.
That is 56 seasons.
Yeah.
Dude.
Worst place I ever played.
And they play in the Conference USA.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you've checked the Conference USA. I always have to remind myself who the hell plays in what league.
Liberty plays in that.
Dude, that league is so bad.
Yeah.
Liberty's the only school in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you have UTEP, Florida International, Sam Houston, La Tech.
Yeah, we went through
Western Kentucky.
Because when Liberty went undefeated last year, remember we went through their schedule, and it is a pile of doo doo.
Rice, I guess, could be. Are they an option?
I saw a thing where Sacramento State just got a bunch of funding.
Yeah,
they're gonna extend their stadium. That you have to have certain requirements, so they're going to build a new stadium, and Sac State did it and put out a thing saying that they are trying to come up to the FBS and they want to be in the Pac-12. So
oh really?
Yeah,
I thought that maybe they were better suited for the Mountain West.
The one I saw today was there was a statement from the Sacramento saying that they are making a push to expand. They want to be FBS, and they would like to be in the Pac-12. I'm sure they'd like to be in the Mountain West, too, but the one that I saw was the Pac-12. So I haven't seen anything about Montana or North Dakota State or anything like that trying to move up.
Yeah, but North Dakota State is an interesting one. I don't know why they're not an option, but they have not been mentioned. Maybe they're tied to the other North Dakota schools.
Possible.
Or
again, the budget isn't there or the stadium. I mean, I don't know. So, but yeah, I mean, the Mountain West still has to grab a couple teams, the Pac-12, and they'll get there. I mean, it's just a matter of who you get. Hawaii could be a team for the Mountain West because they're a partial member, but that doesn't count. And I guess they've been having discussions about becoming a full-time member because remember, Hawaii doesn't play Hawaii doesn't play any sport in the Mountain West besides football. So my guess is that again comes down to a cost thing. But I mean, if the Mountain West wanted to, you could eat some cost there and make Hawaii a full member, but you would probably have to give them a little extra piece of the pie to deal with the travel and your team's going there. So that is one that the Mountain West could easily elevate, and then they would still have to go get one. Or again, if both sides wouldn't just hate each other, they could just merge. But sounds like that has gone by the wayside.
Hell no, they're not going to merge. No. They're going to kill each other.
That's what it sounds like. It's just stupid.
I'm here for it.
Conference on conference violence.
Yeah, so I don't know. Outside of that, I don't know where they go. Yeah. We got to table the Big Ten SEC.
Yeah, we got to get out on time.
Talk, because Dan Lanning is nothing if not prompt. Mm-hmm. So, Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
He's back.
He's back from vacation.
Back from Cruton.
Back from Cruton.
Not really a vacation. But.
Flipped a five-star kid, I guess, today.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I don't think he can comment on it because the kid isn't signed.
I don't think he can either.
Well, I'm going to ask him 10 questions about it.
The kid announced it on his social media, so you could mention, hey, we saw this on Douglas Utu's social media.
In your face, Josh Heupel.
I don't think he can talk about it.
Well, and Tennessee flipped an Oregon commit maybe 2 months ago, so it's retribution.
Oh, come on, man.
Got a little Tennessee-Oregon spat going on.
All right, well, Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, joins us for his weekly visit next on The Fan.